Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Thursday, February 6th. You'll be interested to know. Today is National Frozen Yogurt Day, and it invites us to indulge in this creamy delight. Originating over 4,000 years ago in the Middle East and India, yogurt evolved into the frozen treat we savor today. In the 1970s, the frozen version gained popularity as a healthier dessert. Celebrate today with your favorite flavors. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-high sets on Thursday morning with glassy conditions and knee-high swell on Friday morning. Saturday features waist-high sets with glassy conditions in the morning, shifting to semi-glassy in the afternoon. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean until 8, then fair until 1 at 3 to 4 feet. After that, it turns choppy then fair until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3.5-foot outgoing high tide, when the southwest swell is 3.5 feet at 12 seconds, and the onshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first low tide Thursday will be 0 foot at 11:30 a.m., with a 3-foot high tide at 6:45. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's light rain likely and feels like 57 degrees. With 8 mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:26, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:38. It looks like we're in for some rainy weather before 4 p.m., turning partly sunny later, with a high near 64 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect more rain after 10 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, with a low of 52 and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies and rain likely on Friday, with a high near 65. A slight chance of rain lingers into the night. Saturday and Sunday bring partly sunny skies, with highs near 63 and 64, respectively. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the mid-40s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego businesses are feeling the heat from a significant egg shortage, resulting in soaring prices. Economists attribute this spike to the bird flu, which has severely impacted supply. Viral videos showed shoppers at Costco in Chula Vista lining up for eggs, a scene repeated at other locations. Local favorite Super Cocina, known for its egg-based dishes, is facing challenges. Owner Juan Pablo Sanchez noted they go through about 1,000 eggs a week and are now paying over 4 times the pre-pandemic price. Customers are willing to pay extra to support local businesses, but many may seek alternatives if prices continue to rise. Now on to sports. Wagering on the Super Bowl's halftime show has become a popular pastime, with fans speculating on various aspects, including the performance of Kendrick Lamar. The show will feature Lamar, a unique force in hip-hop, known for his unpredictable live sets. Bets are available exclusively in Ontario, Canada, not in other regions. Fans can wager on potential guest appearances, with Baby Keem and J-Rock among the favorites. Lamar's first song is expected to be his latest hit, while his final number might be Not Like Us. Overall, the total number of songs performed is projected to exceed 10.5. In local sports, last night, the Kings dominated the Canadiens 6-3 at home. Warren Fogle's penalty shot was a highlight. Kevin Fiala netted 2, while Trevor Moore sealed it with an empty netter. The Kings now boast a 28-17-6 record. Friday night, the Kings clash with the Dallas Stars in the City of Angels. Tonight, the Lakers, holding a 2-0 series lead, host the Golden State Warriors at Crypto.com Arena. LeBron James, with a 24.1 points per game average, faces off against Steph Curry, who boasts 23.1 points per game. While the Lakers have momentum, the Warriors aim to rebound despite being underdogs. Both teams have key players listed as game-time decisions. In top news, President Donald Trump signed an executive order on Wednesday to prevent transgender athletes from competing in girls and women's sports unless they were assigned female at birth. He vowed to deny federal funding to schools that do not comply, stating, "With this executive order, the war on women's sports is over." This order follows a previous directive defining sex as strictly male or female. Critics argue that transgender women have an unfair advantage, while supporters view the bans as discriminatory. The National Collegiate Athletic Association is reviewing the implications of the order, emphasizing the need for consistent eligibility standards. In business news, Google is reevaluating its approach to diversity, equity, and inclusion amid political pressure from President Trump. The company will no longer set hiring targets aimed at increasing representation within its workforce. This decision follows a commitment made in 2020, which aimed to boost leadership representation of underrepresented groups by 30% by the year 2025. A Google spokesperson emphasized the company remains dedicated to creating a workplace where all employees can succeed. Other tech companies, like Meta and Amazon, are also scaling back these initiatives in response to similar pressures. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $97,000. Ethereum is up 3% to just over $2,800. And GOATSE's Maximus is down 9% to 12 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The new timeline application, Tapestry, launched by Icon Factory, promises a refreshing way to consume content without the distractions of social media. It aggregates various feeds, from Blue Sky posts to YouTube videos and podcasts, presenting them in chronological order. Users can customize their experience by filtering keywords or muting content. While some features require a subscription of $2 monthly or $20 yearly, the app's design is visually appealing. This genre of timeline apps, including others like Reader and Unread, aims to simplify our increasingly chaotic online lives, offering a curated reading experience. Entertainment news. Olivia Holt recently expressed her excitement about the possibility of playing Britney Spears in an upcoming biopic. After Universal acquired the rights to Spears' memoir, fans began suggesting casting choices, with Holt being a popular pick. She stated, "I would be so honored to play Britney," and mentioned she has not yet been contacted by director John M. Chu. Holt, a former Disney star and singer, shared her favorite Britney songs, highlighting "I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman." Meanwhile, her new horror comedy, Hard Eyes, premieres in theaters this Friday. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Chinese philosopher, Lao Tzu. And he said, "Do the difficult things while they are easy, and do the great things while they are small. A journey of 1,000 miles must begin with a single step." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.